Remember to make an Erev Tavshilin. Even if you make an Erev Tavshilin, you cannot prepare from the first day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif. All the preparations for the second day of Yontif have to be done at least 35 minutes after Shkia tomorrow night. Also, what you're preparing from Friday to Shabbos, second day of Yontif to Shabbos, it has to be edible. Lachatchila has to be edible on Erev Shabbos itself. So if you're putting out a shulchan, you should make sure it doesn't have to be finished, but it should be edible on Yontif itself. It's a very important chiyuv d'oraisa, which we don't always have. There's a very important thing to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim and nifloyes. It's very easy to whatever. But the Yetzer Hara always gets us before, and people are afraid, and afterwards they forget about it. The way it's supposed to be the other way around. Before, not to be afraid, and afterwards to thank Hashem tremendously. That's the way a Jew does it. You say, Morgen Yeshenu in every Moedim. Morgen Yeshenu is exactly what we have. Generally, a shu is you have a tzara that happens, and then you need to protect yourself. Here's the other way around. You have the Morgen, Hashem puts up a protection for Klal Yisrael. And whatever happens, happens. Nothing happens to us, Baruch Hashem. Should be zeicha. It's supposed to be moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, when moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, min oivai ivosheya. That brings the biggest Yeshua. Kamuvan, the whole Siyat HaShemayah is for us to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more before Rosh Hashanah. Not let it chas v'sholem disturb the Rosh Hashanah, enhance the Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah Hashem. We use it for the right things. Zeicha. Tichla, Shonim v'chiloser, Tochel Shonim v'chiloser, V'om v'sibroches v'yeshuis, Kol Klal Yisrael, this year, Bezrat Hashem.